For your digital download pleasure, it's Tim and Davo in podcast form.
There is a game that you can get. It's on different platforms, but it's going to be turned into a reality TV show. Have you ever heard of or played Overcooked?
Yeah, I have.
Okay, what's your best description of what Overcooked is?
Stress.
It is a perfect answer, Davo. You play these little characters in this tiny little kitchen, and it's a multiplayer game, so it could be you, your partner, a friend, a family member, and it's like you have access to one side of the kitchen and they have access to the other. So you have to scream at each other to try and get a sandwich made for this little cartoon man with a mustache.
Yeah, some would say that broke my 11-year relationship.
My wife and I played it a couple of years ago. Really got into it, never finished the final mission, just couldn't figure it out, or the final chef cook. But I turned into, yes, chef. I was, she was running the kitchen.
Okay.
It's like, tell me where you need me to be and I will do everything. I'm chopping meat, I'm cooking it, I'm putting it over here, I'm washing dishes. Just tell me.
Yep.
I don't want to lead. I need to be told what to do in this situation.
Okay, so you were the submissive one. That is interesting.
100%. And it was. I think my wife got a little bit too excited by it. She was like, this is great. We should operate like this all the time. I was like, oh, I want to win the game. This is not how. I was like, if this was my real life, I think I would feel bad about it because the power's gone to your head. And the power might be going to some people's heads because Overcooked is going to be turned into a reality TV series at Netflix where essentially the game is going to be real life and it's going to be a person and their literal group of friends trying to get food done in a certain amount of time when certain people can't get to certain things. Like, all right, Dave, I need you to wash the dishes, but you can't actually cut meat so that we can cook it kind of deal.
Yep.
How do you think that you and your group of friends go? Pick like your best three mates. There's four of you.
Yep.
Don't pick the ones that are good, like your closest four friends.
Yeah. I'm thinking of them. Look, they would all do better than me. Is what I would say. Right. I'm not a pressure player.
I know.
I definitely would crumble in that sense. I feel like my hands would be shaking. I wouldn't be able to get it done. Because I'm also putting a lot of pressure on myself.
Right.
You know, and I think that's my drama in a situation like Overcooked.
Would you like to be the head chef? Would you kind of be like saying, hey, this is what everyone's doing. I'll direct the ship. You guys are just figuring out how to sail it. Or would you rather be told, I'll just wash dishes
well,
and that's what I'm going to do?
To circle back to the gameplay situation with me and my ex-partner, you see, I think we both tried to be the head chef and that was the problem, you know?
Are we talking about the game anyway?
Yeah.
Because I've been thinking about this as probably the greatest thing to watch but the worst thing to be on because my best mates... none of us want to be the head chef. Just be like, this big cruisy. Like, it's like why we would never go into business together because none of us would want to be leading. Like, I don't want to do that. I'm just going to do my thing over here.
So you'd need to bring your wife into that situation and she'd sort you out.
Yeah, 100%. Sure. And I don't know if I can keep inviting my wife in to yell at me and my friends because getting the power goes to her. And I am talking about outside the game now as well. So.
Tim and Davo.
We're talking about subtle flexes of wealth.
You and I, we're not subtle about our wealth, Davo, but some people, they are. There's like little telltales, I guess you could say, yeah?
Yeah, well, I was out and about this morning and I spotted this woman trotting along the road and I was like, boom, this woman has money.
Okay.
It had a bit to do with her energy, but also to do with something she was wearing.
Okay.
It is white pants.
Oh, right.
I think white pants are a subtle flex of wealth.
I don't know. That's never one that I've ever assumed. Where were you, though? That's the main thing.
Well, this is the thing. I saw the pants. I felt that she was from money. I looked around, and where was I? Hatton.
Oh, Hatton.
Which, of course, I've heard is the fancy suburb of G-Town.
Yeah. We got a few, but yeah, Hatton. We don't call it Hatton like that for no reason. So
I think the white pants are because obviously, I mean, they can afford another pair if it gets dirty, first of all. But second of all, you have to be pretty well kept and know you're not going to be doing anything too down and dirty if you're wearing white pants.
Right, okay. So you're saying that kind of person is going, well, I'm not cleaning today. I'm not in the backyard. I'm not doing anything manual labor because my pants would get dirty.
Oh, but she wasn't going to do them anyway. Do you know what I mean? She has people that does that for her. And I know, I felt the energy from her.
Okay. I mean, this is, maybe it doesn't feel subtle, but when someone without hesitation shouts around.
Oh.
And you go, why? What's happening here? What's Adam got going on in his life that I didn't know about?
Several properties I've heard.
Like, it's like, do you ever, when you're out, do you ever look at the amount of people you're with and you go, oh, if we get in a shout, this is bad.
Absolutely. Like, it'd be financially devastating.
Yeah, like three max.
I think that's a subtle flex of wealth as well. If you're just saying, oh, I'll get around. It's very casual. It's not too over the top.
Is it still, you know, the fridge with the ice maker?
Oh, yeah.
Is that still one?
That is definitely a subtle flex of wealth for sure. Okay. It's not too in your face, but it's certainly something that you know you've got to have a bit of cash behind you if you're going to have an ice shaker.
In the 2000s, that was a that was a big one. Like in the, yeah, you'd be like, wow, yeah, I went to Declan's house. He's got a fridge with the ice.
Another one I was thinking of, a subtle flex of wealth, has got to be if you've got inbuilt speakers in your house.
Oh, yeah, if they're wired in, 100%.
Like, obviously, if you've got a Maserati in your garage, yeah, that's not subtle.
It's not subtle.
But a speaker in the roof,
just
subtle.
There you go. There
wealthy. You go. Nice.
5223295 What are some subtle signs of wealth? Feel free to give us a call. Get in on this. Davo, we've had Jenna from Geelong give us a call. Jenna, what's a subtle one to you, a sign of wealth?
Yeah, I think a real subtle sign of wealth for me would be when you're out for dinner and they order a sparkling water.
Yes! Because sparkling water, you're spending about $10 and those bottles are never going very far, are they?
No, and they keep filling them up, so then their bill racks up even more.
Yeah. Oh, do they do that? Because I've never ordered one, so I wouldn't know. So they just keep filling it up like it would be your normal water glass that you would... Oh, Jenna, that's
crazy. They just keep coming back around, filling it up, and then that's another $10 bottle on your table.
What's that fancy brand that they always use? It's like...
It's definitely San Pellegrino.
There it is. 2025 drop.
Not that I know. I mean, maybe I'm rich.
Yeah, that's a great one.
Do you live in Hyde and wear white pants, Jenna? Did Davo flag you earlier on today?
Yes, definitely that is me, and I have speakers in my roof.
Slay girl.
All right, that's not subtle anymore. You're screaming it on a radio show, and it's not nice.
This is Tim and Davo, the podcast.
I want to open a safe space.
Okay.
There's something you shouldn't do that a lot of people do.
Mm-hmm.
I was making some cupcakes, some like muffins with my wife and son this weekend, and while we were tidying up, my wife was about to... you know, get the bowl where all the cake mixture had been in. She was about to like put it in the sink and turn the tap on. And I found out of sight of myself that I didn't know was around.
Okay.
And I yelled, "Stop!" Because I didn't want her to ruin the cake batter.
Yeah. It's the best part of baking a cake.
It's the only good part. It actually gets ruined once it goes in the oven and cooks. Because cake batter, though it does have raw egg in it,
mm-hmm,
and other ingredients, is delicious. It is scrumptious, Davo.
Mate.
And whether it's the beaters, you know, a spoon, I will get the last remnants of whatever's left in that bowl,
mm-hmm,
and I will put it in my mouth.
You're sacrificing a slice of cake to keep that bit of batter in the bowl and eat it yourself. It's raw.
I would rather eat a full slice size of pure just cake batter, mm-hmm, than an actual slice of cake.
100%.
Now... a few people always throw this word around, salmonella.
Oh, please. You know, gym junkies, I know this isn't the same thing, but gym junkies, they've been cracking raw eggs and eating them for years.
Totally fine, probably.
And without all the delicious trimmings.
Yeah, so I feel like we definitely do have to say, do this at your own risk.
Oh, for sure.
It's not advised, but it is delicious. That's the problem with it. And I think... a safe space right now on 5223295 could be, do you eat cake batter?
Mm-hmm.
And like, why is it better than cake batter? Like, why is it better than a cake?
Look, you did say it was a safe place.
Yeah.
So can I please share?
Safely.
So when I was a child at my grandparents' house, they had a cake box in the cupboard. And
that's the good stuff.
I would go into the kitchen, I would sneak the box out, I would pour a little bit into a mug and make my own little cake batter and then eat the cake batter while grandma and grandpa were unaware. Hey, look, not great start to life and not a great, I mean, it was definitely a foreshadowing how I would live my life.
I've always...
half cooked.
Yeah, I've always thought... Like, you look at the bowl when the mixture's in there, you just go, could I drink that all? Could I eat that all? You'd feel foul just for the quantity of it.
Oh, for sure.
But if I just, like, poured it into a glass and just had, like, you know, put it in just like a, it's like a sipping alcohol, you know? Just
a liqueur.
Yeah. It's very thick, very creamy. But and the thing is, even the cupcakes we made, they didn't have a lot of, like, it wasn't a cake mixture. It was like a healthy style cupcake so our son could have some of it.
Okay.
But it's still slaps.
It's still
like
good.
It's still whatever it is in it. Maybe it was the vinegar, the raw eggs. I don't know. People are calling up and entering our safe space. Stacey from Corio, welcome to the safe space. Would you like to talk about cake batter?
Yeah, so for me and for my daughter, it's nostalgia that makes it so good. It brings back memories of cooking with my mum, my nan. For her, it's cooking with me and her nan and just licking the beaters after you make a cake from scratch. Our family never did the box stuff. It was always from scratch.
Nice. Very nice. You had a baker in the family.
That's good. I like that you could say if a doctor was ever like, you know, you really shouldn't be doing that, and you say, well, for nostalgia reasons, we will continue.
Yep. So. The generational nostalgia.
Oh, generation. When you throw that word in there, doctors can't say anything.
No, absolutely. All and right. Neither will the salmonella. You know, no, they're like, sorry, it's nostalgic. It's
totally
butterflies.
Fine.
Not
yeah, it's not me needing to vomit right now because of the raw eggs. Katie from Grovedale, welcome to the safe space. Would you like to talk about cake batter?
It's delicious.
Like, certainly is.
It's delicious. And like salmonella, you only live once.
Ooh. I mean,
why would it's a delicious risk that you take.
Yeah. I mean, why would they make that temptress so, so delicious? Yeah, you know what I mean?
Cake batter, cookie dough.
Ugh. Yeah.
I genuinely.
Like, even my son got the joy of licking, like, cake mix.
Yeah.
Off a beater on the weekend. Oh. And just the joy on his face. Like, you only live once.
That's what it's all about. I mean, medically, no. Well, yes, medically you only live once, yes. But, I mean, I don't know if that's what doctors would love us saying in the face of hell.
I feel like it all feels very cheeky. But also, let's think about it. It's probably healthier than actually cooking it.
Yeah,
and not because of the raw eggs, but let's think about the extra oil and gear. And
No
butter on the pan.
No. It's Tim and Dr. Davo.
This is Tim and Davo, the podcast. Direct from krock.com.au. The latest news, the latest fashion. This is what's trending.
I love reality TV.
So, Tim, I thought we'd take we'd help out our single listeners right now.
Okay. Everyone needs a help.
And go through some of the latest dating trends to hit the market.
There's been some cooked ones. I love going through these kind of things.
Yeah.
I'm like losing all what they used to be. But breadcrumbing is one that I remember.
Oh, yes.
Where you just show little elements that kind of leads people towards you. And then if you're not liking it, you just stop dropping the breadcrumbs.
Yeah, a bit of that. There's also sort of ghosting, but not actual ghosting. The one where you sort of stay around. Haunting. Same vibe, where you're just sort of hanging around someone's social media, but not actually talking to them.
What's before we get into what it is, what's your style as a single person? Like, what's your style of dating?
I don't know, being gorgeous and all the riz in the world,
just,
I guess.
Just being hot and the best, but then maybe that doesn't work for everybody.
You know what? Look, what about you?
I met my wife so long ago, you'd have to ask.
All right, so look, the first dating trend that is out and about at the moment is called throning. And basically, this is you choosing someone that's just going to increase your own ego.
Right.
So maybe you're dating them because they have like a slight profile, or maybe you're dating them because they're really hot and people like them, so but it makes you look better.
You're telling me, like, to someone could throne you because you're in a prominent radio job, you know, here in Geelong. They'd be like, yeah, I'm dating Davo from the radio station, and just to get the props.
People are only human. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. That is the first one, throning. But the one I want to really focus on is called stacking.
Are we allowed to talk about stacking? Is that what the kids are calling it these days?
No. This is apparently specific to men, they're saying, this one.
Right.
And basically, it's when a bloke decides to date multiple women in one day, stacking your dates up.
Nah, that's tiresome. Well, I just haven't got... I've never had that dog in me. Not now, not then.
This is what I thought. I don't think I've met a bloke that would be that organised to make that happen. And if they were that organised, that's a huge red flag.
I'm glad you said a huge red flag, because I was about to say I'm a pretty organised guy. But maybe I'm a beige flag. I have beige flag all over me, but... Do you think you would be able to stack? Like, do you think you would be able to date multiple people in the same day? Like, brunch with this person, afternoon drinks with this other person, going out at night to a bar with someone else, three in a day.
Dude, if I knew I had something on at 3 p.m., I can't actually move or function until I do that thing at 3 p.m.
What if we set up on K-Rock? We can do a whole thing here. Oh, no. We can call it Davo's Stacking on K-Rock 955 and people at register to be one of the three dates across the day, and we'll just send you across Geelong doing some hot dates.
Look, I'm so sorry, but we can't do that. The servers would not cope with many, many applications.
And technically, it'd be throning and stacking, because some people might just be doing it for that radio cloud. And that's absolutely... We wouldn't let it happen to you, Davo. You're too good for that.
Oh, thank you so much, Tim. All right.
Well, we're all out of internet. Until next time, this has been Tim and Davo.